Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How did the girl that did the spit on that thing, how did it take off so fucking
fast? It was fucking...
Those people are perverts! Man,
you know it was funny. You know, when the first time I saw it, I was like, son of a bitch!
I think it's because she's just
it
hot
was just,
chick.
It was
hot
just so,
chick man, that came out.
Like I said, we went her up.
Too many dudes
be it was just that she had a good personality. That was the whole thing, so.
I'm over it.
I want to raise, that up. Raise it up a little bit. Get our dicks out of it.
Dick shots.
Come on now. I mean, we had hot two last time. So
look at
it looks like. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. There you go. That'll work.
Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Look at our feet.
There we go.
Thumbnail.
It's a Tarantino style.
I'm going to have to charge you.
Yeah. My bad.
We don't have to make this premium. This guy
did shots all over. Look at this. Look at us. Five guys. Not serving fries. Not serving burgers either.
Nope.
Welcome to Porch Talk. Show Stalin. Big John.
What up, man?
Josh Comer.
Yeah, what's up?
Danny Webb.
What up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
My fears. Everything from being afraid that I'm going to run out of cream for my cornflakes. Right up to somebody chopping my privates off. Mel Gibson.
All right.
There you pay for it.
There you go. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Random.
What do you make of that?
Felt like he was drunk. That was back in the wild Mel Gibson days.
Speaking of dicks.
I think he's still wild as hell.
I think he's still wild.
Before Passion?
Oh, I think he got wilder after Passion.
After,
oh, yeah.
After post Passion.
Death yeah. Passion. Death Passion.
UFC fan.
I forgot he did that movie. Jesus.
Yeah. Passion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
yeah,
right.
Jesus.
That's praise. Oh. My goodness, dude. Simulation theory, John. Like, you wanted to...
I feel like...
Hold on. Without... Let me... I didn't bring this up the last time that we were together. You weren't here, so I couldn't really do it. Now you're here. Is... YouTube commenter like totally called our show out for what it was and just said, "Man, we'd do it better."
Huh? Well, okay.
He wanted to do conspiracy, John. Mm-hmm. So give us one.
Denver Airport.
Yeah. Well, that one's so old now.
Go of simulation, dude.
The simulation theory. I don't know if y'all know too much about it, but it means that this isn't real. Everything we see is tangible, but it's only tangible to us. Like, that pool table's not really there. We could act, if you thought hard enough with simulation theory, you could put your hand through that pool table because it's not real.
Don't let everybody know I have a pool table. They want to come over and play pool. Come on.
Yeah,
definitely not what the camera's on. Dude.
Yeah, I definitely not think all. About no pool table now.
Simulation theory, pool table. That works.
It's not
think
real.
About,
it's just a simulation.
We're not in a pool house. There's not a pool outside.
No.
It would be nice if there was. But yeah, I think we're some aliens fucking science project, man.
Sounds like Matrix. Mm-hmm. Fucking spoon.
Because I've tripped hard enough to see through.
Oh, here we go.
Technicolor.
I've seen it through. And I've seen through all the reality to where it's just black.
Neo.
You don't see anything.
It's all there behind you.
And the only thing I can think is if it's real, I wish they would fucking fix it up a little bit. Spruce
it up. Throw a couple.
Make it good at least, dude. Yeah. This sucks.
Spruce it up.
All rich, yeah.
Put a new coat of paint. Degrees, you know?
Yeah.
60 degrees all year round. Sun doesn't ever get hot.
Way to turn it, dude.
I need that mod.
And I think there's no way to disprove it. So if you can't disprove it, it can't be proven.
What would those aliens get from their benefit? Is it
this is like their reality TV, man?
It's entertainment.
Yeah, it's entertainment. We are entertaining the aliens.
I would go to a sicker thing to where
television, Rick and Morty.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, no, that was just like solar opposites. What I was talking about. You know, the people on the wall. It's the same damn thing where they shrunk all the people and put them on the wall, and they have a whole society in there. It's the same thing.
Same.
I wish I have said that they just need to make a whole series out of just the wall people. That'd be amazing.
Ain't it wild? Like, you know, we all kind of grew up on Twilight Zone, but then you have Black Mirror, and then like some of that crap almost feels like halfway believable.
How old do you think we are?
I watch Twilight reruns with my dad, man.
I watch Twilight reruns all the time.
I guess it's black and white, dude.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
It made it sound like we was, you know.
Yeah, out there.
Pig face.
We was waiting on a new episode.
Look, you old goons.
Saturday night at 7, we going to get a new Twilight Zone. Hell yeah.
Hey.
We're all about as old as Alger Plaza.
Yeah.
They had color TVs when we came up, man.
Okay, chill out. Okay, we had the box on the end of it. But, I mean, it's wild, like, TV shows like that. I mean, even, like, think about, like, the Jetsons when it comes to a cartoon. Yes. When they were, like, projecting the future, 2024, here we are.
George Jetson would be getting his mom and dad right now.
Dude, we are obsessed with a girl that says hop to she's her when she's drunk in a downtown Nashville. And now she gets caught up on stage the following weekend at a Zach Bryan show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And
so much,
I saw a post.
People went wild.
Did she make $67,000 on merchandise?
Probably in a week.
Probably.
Like, what a paradigm. Like, the things that we concern ourselves with.
I'm over it.
We concern ourselves with, and we're on a flying rock. Flying through space.
Okay, here we go.
And we're worried about this girl that went spit on that pine.
Well, I mean, everybody wants it.
It's just a break.
I mean, I hope everybody got one over the weekend.
Okay, I kind of like that idea. It's the funny guy on that TV show that just gives a little laughter to where you can kind of move on and be like, yeah, there's Arby's closing.
Yeah. Hey, you stressed out.
I ate Arby's this evening because of them filing bankruptcy. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to try and pull them out one roast beef at a time.
Everything filing bankruptcy. Bankruptcy.
Well, it's like and Red Lobster's out because they didn't make any money on their unlimited shrimp. Yeah,
no more Cheddar Bay. God.
Hooters, I seen.
Yeah,
Hooters.
Well, I'm sure they're getting canceled.
Okay, so like, I post.
Well, that's just not a thing anymore.
I post a news article, and of course, it's from like the Northwest. It's like Oregon area with the franchisees, and I was like, well, this ain't even a world worth living anymore. If I can't have Arby's, just go ahead and nuke it. And then like everybody is like just having a good time and joking with me, and like here comes some libtard. And it's like, well, if you would actually read the article, you would see that this isn't even an area that you're from, and it's just a franchise. And I was like, you're missing the entire fucking point of the post. Like, the two reasons in the article, as stated, is inflation and minimum wage. And it's not working in one part of the country, and all that does from the West Coast, it just moves to the East Coast, and then you begin to see fucking trends. Like, it was a fucking joke that we all laugh and carry on about, but that's just the fucking reality of it, dude.
What's their minimum wage? Like $20?
Yeah.
Still can't make it.
Sure, it's like 17 or something.
Congratulations, you lost your job. You've been replaced with AI. Yeah,
and by the way, same guy that, like, I posted, which is true. Get outside of where we are, go to a Wendy's, and they have a digital menu at the drive-thru.
It'd be one person.
Do you know why it's digital?
So they can change the prices.
The price can change depending on the time of day.
Yeah.
And so, like, at lunchtime, it wouldn't be, like, you can get that Baconator by itself for $6.29. But if you went there at, like, 4 in the afternoon, it might be $4.59.
But is like, it going to be a leftover Baconator, or is it still get my fresh?
Probably going to be fresh.
I mean, that's questions that are good, worth for it. But, like, I mean, that's just the reality of it. It's like, they are cutting every possible corner because of all the legislation that you have been dying and killing yourselves over the fucking platitude on social media wanting all these things. And when the chickens come home to roost, you don't want to fucking own what you were fucking saying. It's just like those climate fucking retards out there at Stonehenge. Do y'all remember that fucking story?
They fucking burned it, dude.
Like, the clothes you're wearing, the chemical you're using, the car that you drove in to get there, everything about your life, that plastic bottle that you're drinking your water out of, you dipshit, is made from oil.
Really?
And you go and, like, let's disrespect Stonehenge. What did Stonehenge do to you, dude?
It's just a rock formation.
I mean, it's cool.
There were Legos before Legos, man. Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
What did they do? Giant Legos.
For real. Like, you try to go do that.
Yeah, go build Stonehenge.
This is where they
fix what you did.
Bunch of sheep around there.
They put
powder on them, orange powder.
You know what'll fix everything, though? Make me chicken a dollar again. Okay. Just do it. Make me chicken a dollar again.
Made a post about that.
Yeah.
Remember what they took from you. That's same
right.
Asshole.
That's right.
You shouldn't be eating that garbage anyway. That ain't the fucking point.
I sure as hell don't do it for $4 now.
Yeah, I'm
fucking
chicken for
$4. I don't want a fucking McChicken for $4. That was the whole allure, that it was a dollar.
You ever been coming home from a show late, it's 1 in the morning, and you see the Golden Arches of Truth, and you pull in the drive-thru, and you can get 2-3 sandwiches for under $5 for you and your boy, and you can fucking finish the drive that's 2.5-3 hours? That's what we need.
Yeah, that's the McDonald's we want.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. We want to get fucking a
It's
dollar.
Not whether it's healthy or not. It just fills your fucking gullet and sobers you up.
It soaks up the alcohol.
It's crazy the price for the quality is, I mean.
Yeah, I ate at McDonald's just out of the blue the other day, and I spent $15
What'd you get?
Fine dining.
You got some napkins.
On a 10-piece nugget, a McChicken, and a Coke. $15.
Didn't even get in the famous fries?
No.
Wow.
Now, what's crazy
I haven't eaten there in years, so I can tell you.
What's crazy is, like, we're in the South, and if someone, say, is listening to this on the West Coast,
you're like,
that was cheap. Yeah.
Probably tack on 10, 15 to that.
You're like, 15? I got a Coke.
Ain't that nuts?
Yeah.
And people just eat it. Like, you're okay with that. Yeah. You know, do you not remember? Do you not remember?
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. It was not.
Well, I've heard it's not really inflation, man. I've heard it's just greedy-ass business owners.
That's what they like to say, man.
There's probably a lot of factors, I'm sure. But
well,
still, you know.
For sure, things went up after COVID.
Well, yeah, everything's
going
to go
then the
up.
Government, you know, there were businesses struggling, and then there were businesses that weren't struggling. But they all got that, you know, leeway to raise everything up because of how bad it was, you know.
The Great Reset.
Think about it. The ones that had the most money, you know, the bigger chains, they're the only ones that really could afford it.
Yeah, you
so
said it,
it's,
didn't you?
It's like they just straight up wiped out mom and pop stores, you know, small business owners, and it's people are scared to do it now. It's like what
American
what
dream
if,
is gone.
What if?
It's all
friend of mine in Ethelsville owned a gas station, man, and they
in Ethelsville.
They had fucking great cheeseburgers. They were like old school flat fried cheeseburgers.
Stop by there on your way to the river, dude.
Yeah, and stop by anywhere, anytime, and get a cheeseburger. And I was talking to the person that owned it, and he's like, "We closed it down because it just wasn't making
feasible.
Any money." Yeah. Even though we sold out of cheeseburgers every day.
Still didn't make enough.
Yep.
They probably weren't trying to get rich. They just, that's what they enjoyed. You know?
What's crazy is, like, I was reading an article in Pitchfork the other day, and then the Black Keys responded that the Black Keys had fired their touring manager. It turns out, like, when they planned their American tour and the cities and places that they were wanting to go, people weren't buying the tickets. They fired the touring manager and blamed that, but the point of it was, like, you were charging $300-$400, and by the time that hits Ticketmaster, you're looking at $600-$700.
Yeah,
and, like, dude, shit. Like, you're hurting, but, like, your fans that want to go see you, there is no way.
I saw them Austin back in 2000.
It's like Dead and Company at the Sphere.
2010?
Yeah, 2010 in Austin.
That's pretty sick.
Them, the Arctic Monkeys. And they had this crazy band that sang in Spanish. It was wild. It was a badass show, dude. I loved it. I think I paid $180-something for that ticket.
And
we drove down to Austin and had a blast.
Yeah.
And I saw for back then, and
they did a double encore too. It was great.
I didn't know who they were when I saw
really
Black Keys.
That's the Arctic Monkeys. Like when I saw Arctic Monkeys, 2008, I really listened to them.
I saw
it just happened.
Like, who
are they?
Who are we going to see again? Black Keys.
Never heard of them.
2008 Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
What was the purple album with the?
Oh God! Don't give me lines. Man.
Back when it was still old school. Yo, touch.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fever.
Magic potion.
Yeah, magic potion.
Magic potion.
That's what I saw.
That's got the car on it.
Because they got old El Camino. Shit. Rubber Factory is one of my favorite albums.
That's the band.
I love Rubber Factory. Every song, that was back when they were jamming.
I like their new single.
It was funk nasty, dude.
Oh, yeah. It was, that was kind of their own mix on blues.
Their single's not bad.
Yeah. It still hits. I hope they get away from that Danger Mouse funk stuff. One of the dudes from Oasis helped them make this single.
Well, that wasn't much help.
He was like, would you help us? He was like, would you help us? He's like, maybe.
You gotta be the man that saves me. Okay. But after all, hey, you're the Black Keys. But yeah, I mean, the whole effect, like whether it be fast food, like, if you can't afford to eat out every day at fast food, why don't you just go to Walmart or Kroger, whatever else, buy your own groceries. It's cheaper that way.
It's not.
It costs enough to do that, too.
Yeah, it's actually more expensive to buy groceries than it is to just eat out for one person.
Yeah, for one person, it's wild. Because, I mean, I live by myself and everything, and it's just trying to make food. It's like, you can get some pretty good deals and stuff, but you're going to make enough to feed five people.
You
have to
eat the same shit for 7 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Days.
That's the same. Like, yeah, it's like, damn, I don't want that.
It reminds me of like
spaghetti.
I go back.
Exactly. I just get a steak and vegetables. I can eat that shit every day,
dude. Even like,
but it's expensive. Expensive.
Even guys like you that I know who like work out and like do meal prep and like lay shit out, they do it cheap. And they know how to do it. Like they're even saying that it's beginning to be a bit of a hassle.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're having to, like, downgrade on things that you would normally get. And like, you're trying to, like, cut corners. And typically, I mean, the guys who are meal prepping and, like, training and doing the things that you're doing, they're training for a fight. These are fighters. Like, they go to gym and, like, they have sponsorships leading up to the fight. But, like, what this whole fucking thing does, like, whether you're thinking about it from the economy of art, whether it be bands, comedy, festivals being too expensive to where you can't go, or even think about like the fighter is dude, like what he does to fucking prepare himself, dude. This has been going on for 4 years, and like take it back to like the very beginning of the presidential debate, and like it happened twice. Like they brought the economy
better than ever
and like you can fact check this. The first question, like, they did a coin toss. Donald Trump gets the first question, and they brought the economy. And they gave a false pretense for the inflation rate. They said they said, I forgot, 4.8. And then if you fact check the number, like when offices overturned, it was 1.7. Like, and then like when Biden was trying to talk about the job market and just everything involved with it, it was like, dude, I live in the real world. That's not.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. Like, dude, no, you know the internet exists, don't you? I can look this up.
That's how bad his mental state is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can't even remember.
Yeah, it's like,
the internet will fact check everything.
And I can ask AI.
He's like, that was invented?
What? He had 5 days to prepare.
Seven days.
A week.
I wonder. I want to know the drug combination that day was on. Just I don't think to get they on that stage.
That cocktail.
I think they made.
Yeah.
They like.
That's the first thing I thought of. Like, what did they give him to make him be able to come and do this?
They
like,
done got economy. Too bad where they can't really experiment with him anymore. They made like.
Yeah, he's just stuck in this stasis mode of how did I run it? Just stumbling on this.
You did so good. You answered the question.
But he answered all the questions.
Answered all the questions, Joe.
All the questions.
Told you. About it is, man, he's the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And y'all are bad mouthing our president.
Hey, that's who's leading us, man. Yeah. That's what it is.
I told him 3 weeks ago. That's elder abuse.
Yeah, we are being
now. CNN and all them come back around. It's like, well, we may be just
could you
too
imagine
old.
Like we're all laughing, having a good time, but could you imagine like just being from another country,
like just say watching this shit
and watching that and be like, wow,
nah.
That's what they have.
That's their
they're thing. Talking about golf swings, dude.
Yeah,
he's got a handicap six, supposedly, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, I don't play golf.
And then the other guy says, I've seen your swing, not it.
Yeah.
And then like. Probably the best moment, probably why there wasn't an audience for the live debate, Biden finishes talking about how he beat Medicare. And then here
beat it to death.
And then here comes Trump and he says, I'm not real sure what he said. And I don't think that he does either. So what was the question? And that was like the moment.
No, that wasn't the Medicare moment. That was when he's talking about migrant officers. Migrant officers.
Yeah.
Well,
Medicare, he said we beat Medicare, then Trump's responding, yeah, you beat it to death.
I hate that he got on there and just straight up lies and then says that he doesn't lie. I mean,
it works
for and his he perception, even emphasized
dude. You know, his perception.
I mean, he emphasized, I may not be the best at debating, I may not be able to speak as well or get what I want out, but at least I don't lie. And that in itself is a fucking lie. Because he said that during his, you know, his time in office, no American soldiers in foreign countries died.
13
in Afghanistan. I mean.
And he had to fucking check his watch at the fucking funeral.
This ain't 1940, dude. We got cable television and streaming services and internet.
And every time you fart, we find out about it.
Talk to
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like, I hate to interrupt you, but yeah, dude, yeah.
I saw people hanging off a plane over there. Yeah,
trying to get out.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, you act like you can't see that. Like it's back in your prime.
What was it, Jordan? We lost three more. I mean, it's ridiculous because those soldiers gave the ultimate sacrifice. And it's like they died for nothing. You know, this guy can't even remember it. It's fucking sad.
That's what we get for electing fucking geriatric dementia patients.
Well,
this is.
I'd rather have the geriatric guys because
of
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom is pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be it. That's probably what you'll get.
No, I can rob Biden.
Senators and
Jill Biden is not leaving.
They're gonna get beat
by
then.
Choice.
They're gonna get beat.
He ain't backing out, dude. I think Jill's Obama had a meeting with him the other day. Had an intervention.
I think Gavin Newsom could beat Trump. I don't think Biden can.
I think if they put Biden off the ticket, I think they're gonna put Kamala Harris.
I don't think Gavin Newsom is clean enough to take office. And I don't mean drug wise there.
You can talk about like what he did with the state of California. but like he has something that will attract the 56% block white women, and that is the fact that he is devilishly handsome.
So American psycho.
Yeah.
Might be the Antichrist.
Could be. I don't even like talking about
politicians. He's the American
like
Justin Trudeau.
Probably. I mean, shit, dude. Like, I almost go back to Trailer Park Boys. It's like, you want to discuss if the world is round or flat? It's fucked.
That had to be a Ricky quote.
Yes.
I'm telling you, everybody's like, oh, Bubbles. And I'm like, I'm a Ricky guy.
Yeah, I'm Ricky too, dude.
Man, Mr. Leahy chewed me.
God, dude, that's his boy.
The shit wind.
I like Leahy too.
Let the whiskey do the talking, Randy.
Are you familiar with a shit rope? The shit hulks are circling. We got them in a shit snare.
That show had Ellen Page. Before it was Ellen.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't want you hanging out with degenerates like that.
We got some early fireworks.
They're going back to Conn College. Like, he was a goat, dude. I mean, all those characters, man. Like, I used to hate Randy, but, like, Randy fucking rubbed off on me, man. You remember?
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, you gotta love every character on that show.
J-Rock,
man. T. All of them.
Ricky's like, dad.
Trevor and,
Corey. Yeah.
Trevor and Corey. Yeah.
And then Trevor had to, like...
They let's had go, to boys. Smokes.
Yeah, let's
smokes.
Go. Let's go, boys. Smokes.
Ricky... Or like every time, like at the end of every season, they were always going to jail, and the one where they were in the getaway car and they flipped it on a form.
Yeah.
And Ricky saves Bubbles.
He's like, no, Rick, Julian gets out with his whiskey still like yeah. That. That's what I like.
Didn't spill it.
Always hold
Ricky!
Last
Ricky!
Yeah, it's kind of like The Office, Cobb. It's like, buddy of mine, we were talking about this. He's like, I started watching it at like season 4 because like it was so grainy and like POV that it was kind of annoying. I was like, you missed 3 seasons of character development, dude. Yeah, but, like, falling in love with these retards,
you
man.
You missed the best shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually when it kind of felt like real. Like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Is he currently watching it now? Like, not now, but like, for the first time.
I mean, no, he's seen it, but he's like, he just, he won't go back.
I don't know which episode the dinner party's on, but I hope he didn't skip that. But Jan.
Oh, gosh.
Probably takes old, his babysitter as his date. Michael and Jan's. She lets him have that little TV.
Are they still coming up with new seasons for it? No, or are they finally done?
They
came out with movies. They had movies. They had animated series. Dude, yeah. They made.
They're trying to catch him on Trailer Park Boys. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
They wing you off with Parks and Recs. That's what I always called it. Office is the meth. Parks and Recs was the methadone.
Well, I feel this way about like Letterkenny and then Shoresy.
I never got into Letterkenny.
Me neither.
It was pretty funny.
It's funny. Like, I could watch it, but it wasn't one of those that I could just binge.
Yeah.
I watched, we've been watching, what's his name? Danny McBride.
Oh, gosh.
The GOAT.
Eastbound and Down.
Vice
Principals. There you go.
Vice Principals.
Yep.
Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones. I didn't like the Righteous Gemstones really? As much as Vice Principals. Yeah,
that's you.
You know what's crazy about Eastbound and Down and the Righteous Gemstones?
Pretty much all the same characters.
No, I mean, he's always the same guy, but both of those people, like, I would say, like, Eastbound and Down is based off of John Rocker.
Yeah, I've seen that Vice video.
Who's the guy that plays? Danny McBride.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Born in the same hospital. And then if you look at Righteous Gemstones, that didn't happen far from where he's from.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's very familiar with those stories. And so, like, even though, like, Danny McBride always plays himself, like, he's somehow, like, he is the embodiment of that person. And I just feel like it's...
Makes sense.
You're from there. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you remember the high-speed chase in Righteous Gemstones? Where he's got his family in the vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, his wife's panties. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just my buddy. We play card games.
He's comedy, dude. It's pretty good.
I like it when he was up on the mound. He threw a horrible pitch. It was just way off.
Yeah.
And he had told, like... All the kids look away. He sees that one kid looking. He's like,
you're supposed to be looking away.
Oh, yeah. That
he's like, he's not Stevie. Looking away.
Stevie. Marissa, what are you doing? Yeah. Stevie may be the best.
Yeah,
He needed a Grammy. He needed a Grammy.
The guy's little big Mexican wife. He's like, she's carrying all them bags. He's like, my little Mew.
And then he got her a boob job in the last season.
Oh, yeah. Golly. He's making me want to rewatch it.
Dude, I just finished it.
But I mean, like, that.
What's your favorite?
You need a relationship like that.
He's bound down.
I mean, like.
I mean, they just freaky with one another.
Like, what?
Favorite season? Mine's like season 3, where he goes to South Carolina. And he's got old dude ODs on the coat.
Oh, yeah.
He snorts the rest of it.
Good, yeah.
I think that, like, the whole Puerto Rican and, like, Spanish touch on that show is, like, an ode to John Rocker. Because, like, when John Rocker went down to Puerto Rico to play baseball for a time before he went to the Braves, he would wear shirts down there. No, this was after he got back. He actually took the time to try to learn to speak Spanish while he was down there. But when he went up to New York... or just anywhere in America and people were trying to speak Spanish, he would wear shirts that said, please speak English.
Awesome.
And it kind of reminds me of that he's bound down to it when he was like, you know.
Speak American.
Right? Yeah, speak American.
Speak American.
Yeah. Butchered that. Got through it. Thank you.
Hey, do you and y'all watch The Boys?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about the new season?
So what I've gotten into it, it's... It's better than the last season, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So far.
I think it's only good because Homelander's like...
Oh, yeah. He's off his fucking...
Yeah, this is...
He's done cheesed and sweat off his crack.
This is the best season yet. Like, you just see him start to crack and then go kill all those that were testing on him whenever he was a boy.
Yeah.
But old girl had a point when she said, you could have got out of here anytime you wanted to.
Exactly. You could have went right through this damn wall.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this is the girl with all the plastic surgeries?
Yes. She was
so cute at the beginning.
Yeah, she's in this underrated
Everybody. Like, almost all those characters change.
Yeah. She's in Kings of Summer. Bet y'all never heard of that. It's underrated little...
Haven't.
Adventure movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Three teenage boys run away and build a fort in the woods. Tire their parents.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty good. She's in it.
Sounds like
when she was on normal.
Regular basis. I'm trying to sneak out and go to the woods.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I wonder how many snakes I stepped over. Do you ever about that? When you're growing up, you just like.
Not even thinking about it.
Man, check this fucking shit out. I'll tell y'all some fucking stories about how lucky I got as a kid, I guess. I'm sitting out on my back patio. Back patio in the middle of fucking Starville. And I wake up the next morning and like my legs are just infested with red bug bites. And that is the only place I've been. And I was like, how many times did I sleep out on a lake on the fucking bare ass grass and just woke up and was fucking fine? And I just sit out on my back patio in a chair.
See, you had to get ate up.
Yeah.
You had the outdoor blood then. You had the callus. Now you got that indoor.
You got that ginger.
You know, doing things that I do the other day.
And we were getting attacked
by mosquitoes. And I can only imagine how fucked up those mosquitoes were when they
were cold. Oh, you're talking about mosquitoes got real. Yeah. They had a good last few minutes of their life.
It's just sitting there, it's like, what is that?
That mosquito was like, that pool table isn't real.
None of this is real, man. This
isn't real.
What if he thought he was a person?
He's like,
if he thought he was Josh. I think I can smell your thoughts.
I can hear what you're thinking when you sneeze.
Tasting what you just said.
I like how we trail from the debate seriousness to this.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Is this the end?
This is the hot tour of the episode. You know, I think hot two was just like, you know, Tiger King of four years ago.
It took.
That's all it was.
I watched that fucking documentary as soon as it came
There's
out.
There's a documentary about it?
No. I'm talking about Tiger King.
Yeah, Tiger King.
I'm sure there will be.
I'm sure there will be. The girl.
The legend of Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua.
Call!
She was walking the streets of Nashville.
Yeah. What about the Tiger King?
What about it?
Oh, shit, man. I thought it was the greatest shit ever, and then
pretty good.
I was like, you know, the guy came up with the missing leg.
Yeah,
and I'm like, he got attacked by a fucking tiger.
Sip line accident.
Yeah, what the fuck? I was expecting to be like, yeah, I was feeding the tigers and it fucking attacked me. No, he's like, zip line accident.
Y'all buy that shit?
Then he had the girl that had her arm ripped off by a tiger.
Yeah. I think he's like, where's my reflective vest?
Yep. He's like, never gonna recover from this.
Financially recover from this.
Think about how fast that took off, though.
Yeah, that was...
For nothing.
It was during COVID. Nobody had shit to do.
Else to do. I was like, hey, watch this. It's pretty good. Then all of a sudden it just took off.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is.
It was good.
He was marrying two dudes that weren't gay. I'm like...
Everybody's a little gay, right?
I rewatched it not long ago, about a year ago. I'm like, this is holds up. This is nuts. I don't think I'm gay. You watch porn? Yeah. You watch the ones with the big dicks or the little dicks? That's what I thought. You're gay.
Everybody's a little gay.
Now that you mention it.
Here, hit this meth.
Yeah.
Now you're really gay.
Smoke this meth with me.
Now you're mine.
I got the pipe rolling.
I don't think I'm gay. Here's a tiger cub. Play with it.
Yeah. Oh.
Now you're gay.
Now I'm gonna get you. Petting that tiger, you gay?
There you go.
I want to get tigers tagging my shit. Can you imagine a human trying to pet you fucked up on meth?
It's like a Joe Dirt and Charles Manson had a baby.
Joe Manson.
They pretty much did the Charles Manson thing, get people on drugs and convince them of stuff.
Yeah, convince them to work at his tiger farm.
Yeah.
Hey, wild question, totally inappropriate. Sorry, YouTube.
Never.
Is
nothing wrong with that?
Like, think about Jack the Ripper and during like the time period that he was in, like in London when he was doing that, he was killing hookers
slash hoes.
Like.
Sex workers, Alan.
Sex workers. Oh my gosh. But, like.
Don't piss 24, man.
Oh my gosh.
Don't piss them off, bro.
It's all sex workers.
But, like, in this day and age, like, What if you had someone who was just like meticulously picking off like cartel members?
I think he'd live.
That sounds like a badass movie.
Yeah.
That sounds like Dexter. Yeah.
But like it was like a Jack the Ripper style.
Oh, so he's like
milling the ears and like writing letters.
That'd be cool. I think we need that.
Yeah, we need that back.
We need somebody to do that in America.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's Pablo Escobar.
What's his name?
He would kill
Chapo?
Him, and then he'd just take over Chapo? Their shit. Yeah. So, no, I'm not a drug trafficker. What are you talking about?
Here's a kidney.
I got a kidney.
Here's a heart. This guy was.
You want a finger?
Oh, I'll trade you a pancreas. Come on. Wait,
what was you saying about Chapo?
Oh, he was saying Pablo Escobar, and I was like, that's Chapo now.
Yeah.
But he's in prison.
I don't know. I just like you go to that place of time and like even read about it in the newspaper, just like the attitude towards it. The people that he was going after wasn't a group of people that was like in high esteem. Does that make sense?
Oh, a bunch of serial killers kill sex workers. I don't know why it's offensive. Hooker. Because they're like, the people is forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll admit they're a hooker.
It's not even that. Like, even think
it's
about
it. It's the girls that think that they're, I'm a sex worker. No, you're just taking pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about
it. You can't give them up blue balls and give them something.
Think about this. Reason I love strangers, the possibility of it happening, and then we think about, like, these national parks. I think about Bankhead, which isn't that far. It's in northeast Alabama. And, like, shit can go down. I mean, how easy would it be for, like, you're in your 30s, you don't have anybody. You didn't communicate, you and your buddy. Maybe you go by yourself. You're going out to Bankhead, the camp. You never come back. Nobody knew any wiser.
Yeah. I got killed by Israel Keyes.
Is he still out there?
No, he did. He killed himself, I think. Yeah.
Well.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
That's the national park killer.
That did.
I tell you, he did.
I don't think I ever worried about that.
You don't know Israel Keyes.
I'm sorry, bro.
Dude, I just thought. I mean, like, what do you really fear? Like, what?
I always have my dog with me, so.
Yeah.
I mean, my dog, like.
Israel Keyes is scary, dude. But he was.
But she'll also love the shit out of you.
This dude from Alaska.
Check it out.
This dude from Alaska would travel all around the U.S. in national parks and put murder kits there and just kill random people.
Didn't matter.
Young,
didn't matter who.
Race. It don't matter.
See, that's
the only way he got caught.
Discretionary killer.
Yeah. The only way he got caught is he killed a girl. And you know, in like Alaska and stuff, they have these like sheds or coffee shops. You just drive up to the window. Mm. He killed that girl in his hometown, and that's how he got caught. He got too close to home.
Yeah, you can't murder at home. No. If you're going to murder, you got to go to another
state.
Yeah.
You better go now.
You got to be invisible. It can't be findable.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they get found, don't nobody know who.
Duke and looked. He tried to get ransom from the girl, but she's already dead. So he like sewed her eyes open and held a newspaper.
Yeah,
holy shit. Here she is alive today. State. Well, you can look the picture up.
Yeah, Israel was a dude, a hell of a dude. I typically hate true crime, but like, you know, Because of like hanging out with Cobb and Webb, you start watching like these different horrors, and then slowly you delve down into true crime, and like these horror films ain't even nowhere near as fucked up as reality.
I've been watching true crime before that was a thing.
Oh yeah,
American Justice, not great. Well, let's go.
Yeah, that's all. I watched a good bit of the ones on Netflix and really any streaming service.
Yeah,
I think the last one. I think it's a New York billionaire. Him and his brothers were like descendants of some big company, and he killed his wife. But said that somebody else killed her. She just disappeared.
Classic tale.
That ring any bells?
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the name of it.
Oh.
It's on Hulu.
Remember where you were?
Last one I watched was the Hitchhiking Axe Welding Hitchhiker.
Oh, that dude.
Kai whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That wow. Whack.
Yeah. The dude that became like a hero, but ended up.
Yep. Yeah, he had to go to prison.
Yeah. That one was crazy. I've seen that one. That was nuts.
It was like on Jimmy Fallon and stuff.
Yeah. He was like one of the first viral people going.
Yeah.
Yep.
Went viral and then crazy.
I didn't ever see him until this came out. I mean, that title grabbed me.
Yeah.
Hatchet welding hitchhiker guy? I don't know.
I watched a little video about Tila Tequila last night.
Oh, I haven't heard that name in a minute.
No.
It's on Snapchat sometimes in my algorithm.
Yeah.
She bang.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, I had an old import magazine that had her on it, early 2000s, like probably year 2000.
Yeah, FHM magazine.
That was before she was even known. She was just a import model.
Now she's like known for being like anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Magazines, dude. Remember what they took from you? Yeah. Remember when we used to get Maxim,
FHM, all of them. Yeah,
all that
stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, you can get them. You can get them all from the damn thing for a penny. Remember the little? We all still owe for that, by the way. Just to let you know, we all
through the books of millions.
Yeah, Columbia House and shit. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, thanks for the 13 CDs, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
Think about all the music equipment I used to buy for musicians from the magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about East Bay?
East Bay.
Oh, shit, man. So we buy shoes from East Bay all the damn time.
Things you never knew existed.
Skater Mags. That was a good one, too.
Skater Mags were some of the best.
Yeah.
Because really, if it wasn't for Skater Magazine, right, Jackass would have never been a thing.
Never even been a thing.
It's true.
Because they started taking just pictures for... skater magazines doing wild stunts, and next thing you know,
season
of Jackass starts.
I wish I could watch Viva La Bam on a streaming.
I wish Viva La Bam.
I missed Viva La Bam. That shit
did. Ryan Dunn did it, man.
Just the excitement of watching the episodes.
They made him ride that moped all the way from like wherever they're from to like New Orleans.
How many stunts? Did y'all ever try to do Jackass stunts when you were young?
Yeah, all the time.
No.
I did.
We tried the buggy a couple of times.
Oh, we definitely did that a few times.
We did, I got in a trash can, and we tied a rope around it, and I was drugged down a dirt road by a car in it.
Shit.
In a trash can?
Yeah.
But that was fun.
Closed the lid and shit. It was...
It was something.
I've never been... More scared.
Remember my buddies and I, we went like just like paintball back and forth, like with probably within 40 feet from each other, just kind of pop, 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 without any kind of pads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hit my eye. It was rough. It was
bad. We fucking just ride around and paintball people's houses.
Too easy.
Sorry, bro.
It was real, man. Actually, it was crazy because it hit. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. And the paintball was still there, and it exploded. I thought it was my eye. I thought the ball. I was like, oh, my God, my eye.
Shit.
I thought it exploded. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, it was bad.
Fireworks season here, boys.
Oh, yeah. We got something going on outside. Maybe. It might be fireworks. We don't know in here.
You remember Millport had a paintball course for like 5 minutes?
Yep. I do remember that.
I got tagged. I was the only one left on my team, and I was like cornered. And I was like, I quit. I came out.
Now you quit?
There's one down 50.
We're done either way.
The paintball course down 50.
Yeah, that was the same people that owned the one in Millport at the time. To be honest with you,
they moved it. Summer?
They moved it because it wasn't doing anything. Millport, and then they moved it down to.
Yeah. Wasn't that around the old hardware store?
Yeah, right across. Yeah, right there.
I do remember it then.
Yeah, across from where Marvin's used to be.
Yeah, definitely remember.
Yep.
In that what used to be a church field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be a field there.
Now it's a
church.
It's a church.
Yeah, it's a church.
Mm-hmm. How the times change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever go to drive through Mississippi and tell me how many big crosses you see?
Oh, wow.
Hey, how you doing? Love you. I mean it. Oh, anything else to do?
Y'all want to do the EA rankings or what?
Sure.
All right, a bunch of nerds got together that made the game and didn't really know nothing about football.
Alabama number two, what the?
Alabama's won too long. They just look at Alabama's dominant. Alabama could play out here and beat teams.
That's right.
So we got.
They just need Gene Stallings back.
We got college football 25 rankings week showcase. This is from EA Sports. Toughest places to play. That's what I accidentally read last time.
Number one,
okay,
Kyle Field.
Here we go. Overall, here are the top 25 offenses. No, we want offense and defense. Why don't they just do that? Team power rankings. Here we go. And the moment you've all been waiting for, here are the top teams in EA Sports College Football 25. At number one, we've got Georgia.
Georgia.
Agree.
Yeah, I like Georgia. Georgia. I like Georgia's number one.
This is overall?
Yes, this is overall. All right. This is the real deal.
I'd go dark.
They even added, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
Here they are.
We got number two, Ohio State.
All right.
93 overall.
Agree. Oh,
excuse me, Georgia's a 95 overall.
Eat my dick.
All right, number three, we've got Oregon. They're 93 overall.
Dylan Gabriel in his 12th year of football.
Number four, Alabama, 92 overall.
Them boys.
We them boys.
Number five, we got Texas, 92 overall.
I feel like they should be higher.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't like Texas, man.
It's not based on what you like.
Yeah, it ain't based on what you like. I agree. I bet it should be four. I'm Auburn.
Yeah.
Number six, we got
I'd probably
Clemson.
Put them over Oregon.
Yeah, I would put them over Oregon.
I don't know.
Number six, we got Clemson. They're 90 overall.
Dude, Clemson what, dude? Like, yeah. Dabo ain't doing the transfer portal right yet. He's still holding on to a dream.
And number seven.
They can run down that hill,
Notre
though.
Dame. They're yes, also can. A 90 overall.
Notre Dame?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll disappoint you as usual. They'll probably go 9-3.
Yeah, they just come up short in the
they're
big
pretty
game.
Good quarterback.
Give me some Michigan or Michigan State, dude.
Michigan all lost right. A lot. That's why they won last year.
Eight, LSU, 90 overall.
Go Tiger.
Number nine, we got dog. Penn State, 88 overall.
The rape me lines, I mean, didn't he?
The rape me lines.
Number 10, we got Utah, 88.
I'd put them higher.
Go Utes.
Number 11, we got Michigan.
Hey,
88 overall.
Had a lot of seniors.
Yeah, a lot.
Another one.
Number 12,
like the lines,
Florida State, 88 overall.
Florida State, DJ Uiagalelei.
13, Miami, 88 overall.
Miami's back?
Yep.
I think it's
supposed
was,
to be every year.
Yeah.
The U?
I think it was mid last year, like an 8-4 or something. I don't know.
14, Texas A&M, 88 overall.
They always get them hope for them.
Yeah. 15.
Get gum.
Ole Miss, 88 overall.
Ole Miss, get it.
Ole Miss.
This is probably the craziest one. 16, Colorado, 87
overall. They just want it so bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Digging.
Whole damn team done transferred out.
17.
He lost his Louis.
Oklahoma, 87 overall. Oklahoma's usually always decent, but.
Brett Venables looked like a dried up Daniel Tosh.
18, Wisconsin. They're 87. 19's USC. 18's Wisconsin. 87 overall.
That's Alabama early matchup right there. About the third game, I think.
They chalk them up for a bowl game.
They're going to play some of that boring offense.
Let's try to get 2-3 yards. We'll beat them in the trenches.
Yeah. The defense makeup. Number 19, USC, 87 overall.
Will they ever?
I can't believe they're that low.
That low?
I mean, they
got to learn to tackle somebody.
Right.
Yeah, they lost their little. You say Fruity?
What do you think he's going to do in the NFL? Is he a bust?
I
think so.
I think he'll be the face of the pride.
Slap ass.
Number 20, we got Virginia.
Slap ass.
Slap ass.
Slap ass.
At 20, we got Virginia Tech. 87 overall.
Slap ass.
Yeah. They just get all these teams ranked 87 overall.
Oh.
From here on out.
21, we've got NC State.
Oh, they got the quarterback I wanted Auburn to get 2 years ago, Grayson McCall from Coastal Carolina.
22's who? Kansas.
Jayhawks.
The Jayhawks have come a long way.
Flap ass.
They used to be the worst.
23's Arizona.
Slap ass.
24, Oklahoma State. And then last but not least, Iowa at 25.
It's because of Caitlin Clark. Thank you and good night.
Wow.
Slap ass. Yeah,
so start,
hey, Mississippi State got ranked on the last toughest state
stadium
to play in.
Yeah, well, so, all those fucking cowbells.
Yeah. It's hard to concentrate with all that shit going on.
I can't hear shit, dude.
You think it would be higher, but
I think Auburn would be higher. Wow. I mean, like, the difference between the Iron Bowl is like, oh, Auburn sucks. Well, they play Iron Bowl and Jordan-Hare. Then, you know, next thing Alabama, you know, it's 4th and 31. And that's all because that place is crazy.
Voodoo City.
Yep.
Anything else to do?
Tune in next week for...
Tell them that, Al.
Yeah,
Al.
We got
the soundtrack tournament. A bunch of nerds got together.
Yeah. We gonna tell you what we think.
Yeah.
Purple rain.
Yeah.
Porch talks. Porch talks.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel.
Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.